Hey, what's up, everybody? It is right inside the 2 o'clock hour on this here Monday afternoon in the city of Muskegon. So it's time for Making Moves Monday right here on 103.7 The Beat. I am your host, Jen Ross. Welcome to the show. Thanks for tuning in. I definitely appreciate the love that you all show. So last week, I was supposed to have Michelle Tyson on the show. We had some technical difficulties that we didn't, you know, find out about till it was time to go on the air. So I got her this week. Hey, Shell.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Good. You're busy, right?
I try to stay busy.
And you do. So, I wanted to have you on last week because you had the shoe drive at Navarro's a couple of days ago. So how did that go for you?
We had a slow turnout, but people did bring like bags of shoes, boxes of shoes, and so it's going great so far. The people that are reaching out, they have been wonderful. Like I said, the community, when we do these things, they really respond. Sometimes it takes a little bit of time for them to come out and, you know, actually participate. But for the most part, by the end of it all, they are supportive. And like today, I got a big box of shoes delivered to my house today, plus a bag. So it's like, even when we don't have events to do things like this, people still reach out and be like, hey, I missed the event, but can I still donate? And so like, it's truly awesome. My basement pretty soon will be filled up with shoes.
And I'm sorry, y'all. I didn't properly introduce Michelle. Michelle is the CEO and co-founder of Taking Back Muskegon, which is a local nonprofit. Michelle, aside from this shoe drive, what does Taking Back Muskegon do?
Well, in the summer, we host summer programs for the kids, which we are working out of East Park Manor. That is the whole reason for the shoe drive. We like to give back to the community because it teaches our kids how to give back and respect the community at the same time. So that's why we try to do a lot of things for the community so we can lead by example. Because if your kids don't see people leading by example, then they really don't know. So you kind of got to teach them how to, you know, give back to their community in order to respect it. And last summer, that's basically what we did. We made the kids give back. We made them pass out food. We made them do flyers, lots of different things. It just takes a village to raise the kids and to help and mentor the kids. So we just kind of try to cover all angles. I try to tell everybody, we kind of do a little bit of this, a little bit of that. We try to keep our hands into some of everything because we want our kids to be well-rounded. And that, because basically that's what makes them successful in the world as they get older.
Right. Yep. And so your co-founder with you, Mr. Aviance Watts, couldn't be with us today. He's working, you know, everybody ain't off today.
No, like, everybody not off today. He might be out one job, but he still got another one.
So how did you and Avi come up with, you know, this whole Taking Back Muskegon thing? Like, you just saw the need and was like, oh, I want to do something. So how did this come about between you two?
Actually, it started like this. He and I did a cleanup together because he still was, I think, still attached to Pathfinders a little bit. And so one day I reached out to him on Facebook and was like, hey, do you mind collaborating with me and bringing some of your kids with my kids? And so he was like, sure. And at that particular day, none of our kids showed up.
Oh, wow.
So it just ended up me and him out there cleaning up. And ever since then, we started out trying to get the community to join in with us. So we started hosting community talks. And once we started hosting community talks, and we just kind of took all their ideas and put it together. And so one day I just made it legal and was like, you know what? We need to make this legal to make this work. And so he was okay with it. So he was like, okay. He was like, whatever you want to do. So that's how we started out.
Okay. So you started out with the community talks, and then that led to also doing a YouTube video. Well, it shows on Facebook too. So A&M Political Views. So talk a little bit about A&M Political Views and how long you've been doing it and what people can expect from that.
A&M Political Views actually started, it was an idea from his aunt, Dr. Pamela Smith, because I was doing the other talk, my other talk show. And she was like, you need to do something to kind of put your name out there by yourself. And so she was like, you two should do a political talk show. So we decided to come up with A&M Political Views. And A&M Political Views just basically kind of touches on stuff that other people really won't talk about and scared to talk about. And we just try to break it down into a way where people can understand it that are not like political savvy.
Right.
You know, because everybody in the hood don't really care about politics. So we just try to put it in a way that the hood can understand. Like, look, this is what you need to be paying attention to because this affects you as well.
Right.
So that's how that kind of started. You know, we didn't want to be all, how can I put this? Proper. Yes, and politically correct. So we came up with our own platform where we didn't have to really be politically correct to where we can just use our own thoughts and our own views and just share them with everybody and to see what everybody else thought and feel. So that's basically what A&M Political Views is about.
Okay, wonderful. And so you guys hosted an event last Friday. So you did the Navarro's things last week too, but you did a Zoom meeting. And I know that people can still catch this Zoom because I think it was live at the same time. So how did that come about? How can people still go watch it? What type of information? I watched a little bit of it, but I do want you to just share with the people like what it was about.
Well, we did a Black History, and it was part of the Community Foundation grant, Racial Healing. But we wanted to put a little twist on it. I wanted to hear our community leaders' views on diversity, equity, and inclusion. So we gathered, some community leaders, and also was able to get a video from the governor with her views as well. About diversity and inclusion. And I think it went really well because we had one of our youth ask all the questions because we wanted the youth to ask the questions because we felt like that would kind of break the ice with our community leaders. Because a lot of the times if adults ask community leaders certain questions, they kind of hold back. But if you let the youth ask the questions, they kind of let their hair down a little bit. So we had one of our main members. She's not only a member of the Taking Back Muskegon, but she is also the vice president of the NAACP Youth Council as well, Michaela Frazier. And she's in the sixth grade. So we allowed her to ask all the questions. And she was very impressed with our leaders' questions because she said they put their own personal experience into the questions, which meant a lot to her and which meant a lot to us. And I think once people watch it, and you can watch it on Facebook and you can also watch it on YouTube. I did post them on my page, Tyson Michelle. And for those that are members of A&M Political Views, you can always go back and watch it there as well. But mm-hmm. for anyone that isn't a member of A&M Political Views or isn't a friend of mine on Facebook, you can feel free to go to A&M Political Views on YouTube and watch it as well. So it went really, really well. And I was really surprised about the governor's response. I felt like it was very personal and very direct. So mm-hmm. if you listen to it, you can see and hear her questions that she answered, because she did answer quite a few. Most of the people that were on the panel, they only got to get one question, but the Governor Whitmer, she answered like three or four questions out of the whole thing. So if you take a look back at the video, you hear her responses. And with, like I said, they were very impressive. I was very impressed with her responses. To be honest, I didn't think she was going to respond the way she did, but mm-hmm. she really impressed me.
Good. So I know you had a very diverse group of community leaders on that. Who were some of the people that were there?
Muskegon Heights City Manager, Mr. Troy Bell, who also attended our first one. So thank you for being so cooperative and supportive of A&M Political Views. Then we had the Honorable Judge Smedley on. Then we also had Muskegon Heights Police Chief Mo Sane. Then we also had Mayor Ken Johnson from Muskegon. Mm-hmm. We had the Kendra Robinson as well. Miss Patsy Cox, who everybody knows Miss Patsy, the legendary, and also the legendary icon, Miss Realistine Wilkins, with her expertise.
Shout out to Miss Realistine too. She was just recognized last week by her own county commission for all her work that she's done over the decades. So thank you, Miss Realistine, for everything, you know.
Yes, she is so insightful. I mean, mm-hmm. to be up under her one and having her as one of my mentors is like super exciting and super just, y'all just don't know. It's just mm-hmm. like a blessing when you have your elders just take you under their wings and show you what they know mm-hmm. and pass it on to you. It's truly a blessing.
Yes.
So we had her. We also had... I know I'm missing somebody. Miss Patsy, Miss Realistine. I feel like I'm missing somebody.
I think I saw Andre on there.
Oh yes.
Muskegon Heights City Council.
Yes, City Council, yeah. Andre Williams. And I think that's it for this round.
Oh, that's like I said, a variety. Of people on there, you know what I'm saying? It's hard to get that many people on a Zoom at one time in the middle of a Friday afternoon.
I know, right? By the grace of God.
Everybody thinking about getting off work, and you pulled them together, so that's that's good. So what are some of the things that Taking Back Muskegon has coming up? I know you're still taking donations for the shoe drive, and yes. So tell the people how they can donate to that. And then what are some of the other things that you have coming up?
Well,
because there's a list.
Yes, I do. If you would like to donate to the shoe drive, we do have another shoe drop-off location, which will be at Hamburger Mikey's on the 26th. Feel free to come out and drop off your shoes there. And if it's on a day when we don't have a drop-off location, you can always feel free to inbox me or Mr. Watts, and one of us will make sure we get them. And then also, on the 26th, we have a collaboration that we are doing with Pathfinders for Black History Month. So this is like a big collaboration. I'm super excited because this is the first time that we've collaborated with Pathfinders. So, and this is the first of many because we do have something else in store that we all are going to partner up with and do, make another collaboration. So that event is on the 26th and it is at 4:30. So please come out and support our all of our youth have been hardworking, and I think everybody will truly, truly like it. I understand it comes on a bad day though, because that's the same day as the comedy show. So before y'all go to that comedy show, make sure y'all come support them kids and then go to that comedy show.
Yes, and where is it at? Where is the show going to be?
It's going to be at Pathfinders, right there on Jefferson, 4:30. So please come out and support. Like I said, you guys won't be disappointed. The kids have worked very hard, and I think everybody would like this collaboration and like what we have brought to the table for this Black History Month.
All right, is Pathfinder still inside of MAP Church?
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right. So for those who don't know, right there, the corner of, what is that? Hume?
It's on Jefferson.
And Jefferson?
Yes.
At MAP Church, 4:30 on Saturday.
Yes.
All right. And then what time is the event at Hamburger Mikey's?
Hamburger Mikey's. We will be there at 2 o'clock.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
that's a packed day.
Yes, it is. It's we. I don't know why I do that to ourselves. I do.
And what else do you have coming up? I know you asked on Facebook the other day for some church hats. So yes. I'm kind of excited to see what you have in store for those church hats. I was like, oh, I wonder if they put the program on Sarah. Let me see if I can get her some church hats.
No, unfortunately, it wasn't for that one. But I do have another event that I am planning in April. Uh-huh. And it is geared towards suicide prevention, which at the same time, I will be releasing a little bit of myself as well to the community and to give them more of a understanding why taking back Muskegon means so much to me. And I picked April for a reason. So just stay tuned. That's all I can tell you.
Okay.
Just stay tuned.
But if you got some church hats that you're not doing anything with, Michelle will gladly take those off your hands as well.
Definitely. Please contact me because yes, this event is going to be totally different than any other suicide event. Mm-hmm. So it's gonna be different, but it's going to be knowledgeable at the same time.
Awesome, awesome. And when we were on a meeting the other day together, you had a whole list of things. So I know Pathfinders had, or not Pathfinders, I'm sorry, Taking Back Muskegon, A&M Political has some events coming up. What else do you have coming up?
We have that. I'm trying to think if I'm missing.
You know what? It might have just been, okay, because there was two last week, so maybe I was...
Yeah,
you know, including those in there too, because I was like, man, she busy.
Yes, I try to stay busy. After April though, I will be taking a break because we have to prepare for the summer program, so I'll be taking a slight break from May, and then June we'll, you know, be moving right on into the summer program back in East Park Manor. So we have lots of things going on, and our shoe fundraiser is for our summer program to raise money for our summer program this year. We want to be able to take them to the African Museum in Detroit this year.
Oh wow!
As well as to Michigan Adventure. I think that is something that the kids need to learn and need to experience.
Absolutely.
So that is one of the things that we are, one of the major things that we are preparing to take our kids to. And I just want to take this time out to shout out Lakeshore Realty Association, because they have, they are also doing fundraisers to help us for the summer to make those events happen. So I just really want to give a big shout out to them and say thank you. We really appreciate you guys and to everybody, basically, because since we've started, the community has been supportive. Last year, we just ran off donations basically alone and maybe one or two grants. So I really want to thank everybody for the wonderful donation, the wonderful support that they have given Taking Back Muskegon since we have started. I cannot say how blessed I am and how blessed I feel and how blessed we all feel from Taking Back Muskegon to just be able to do the things that we do.
Yes, and I know, you know, last year it was a lot too with the backpack giveaway and just, you know, having things, you know, to do in East Park Manor with the kids, just, you know, keeping them busy all summer because y'all really kept them busy. So
yeah, we took them to the mall. And a lot of them, they hadn't been to the mall in a while, even though the mall isn't a lot of things in the mall anymore. Mm-hmm. It was just the thought, you know, that they were able to get out and do something. I took them to the beach. Even though they talked about my little raggedy car, they was like, Miss Michelle, you need a new car. This car ain't gonna make it. But I'm like, look, we gonna pile in this little car until we break down. And I'm gonna take y'all wherever we gonna go. And, you know, my kids, I love them dearly. I do. I see some at work. I see some outside of work, so it's a blessing. I mean, once you enter those kids' hearts and show them some things different, they love you for life. It's something that don't go away. You know, my kids, even though they're grown, they be like, Mommy, you always doing something for somebody else. You always been that way. But if you've lived the life that I've lived, doing something for somebody else is a blessing.
Because I agree.
Living in Detroit, I basically was raised in Detroit. I ended up in Muskegon my last senior year of high school, and that's how I ended up graduating from Heights. But for the majority of my life, I was born and raised in Detroit, and it's not easy growing up in Detroit, and you know. I haven't always been nice. I haven't always been this contained. So, you know. I'm just thankful.
Well, thank God for changing things.
Yes. My friends see me now and they be like, this you? And I'll be like, yes, this is me. They be like, I'm so proud of you. And I'll be like, thank you. So
Well, good. Well, thank you. Anything else that you want to talk about before we wrap the show up? The shoe donations, they can call you or inbox you or Ivy to pick those up or drop them off.
Yes. Just feel free to inbox us, whether it's the Taking Back Muskegon page, whether it's our personal pages, the phone number to reach. You can reach either one of us at the same phone number, 616-422-7512, and we will be glad to take any and all your shoes off your hands. Because I know people got a lot of shoes in their back room closets that they can't
fit. I just told my kids yesterday, all them shoes up there that y'all claim y'all can't fit no more, bring them downstairs. So
we got and give them on to us. Because with the shoe donation, and this is what I want people to know, every bag of shoes contains 25 pair. 25 pair of shoes is $100.
Oh, wow.
So if we can collect up to 200 bags of shoes, that's $2,000.
Okay.
And I know everybody got like tons and tons of shoes. I mean, clean those closets out and help us out. I mean, it's
so
not.
So does it matter what kind of shoes? Does it have to be gym shoes or?
No, it doesn't matter. You can bring flip flops, some house shoes, some kids shoes, some work boots. It doesn't matter. As long as it's a shoe that go on your foot. then we can use it. Now it has to be in at least doable, you know.
In good condition.
Now it can't be you know holes all in them and extremely dirty, of course. But as long as we can put some type of use to them, we can use them.
Okay. All right. That's good to know. Now I got more shoes for you. Oh, I was thinking it was. It was just gym shoes, and I'm like, okay, we got a ton of those laying around. Shoes,
heels. They can be heels. They can anything as long as they go on your foot.
Okay.
We can take them.
All right. So all right. Y'all heard the lady. She needs some shoes. She is trying to raise money for her organization for the summer. So this shoe drive, I think that's an excellent way, really. Because otherwise, what you going to do with them? Just toss them, right? You know what I'm saying? So collect those shoes, y'all. And if you can't get in touch with either one of them, call me and I'll pick them up and take them to them. So you can inbox me, call me, whatever, and I'll help them out and take them to them. So thank you so much, Michelle. I'm so glad we worked the technical difficulties out and were able to get you on this week. I appreciate you taking the time out your day for coming on.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. All right, everybody. That is the show for today. Thank you for tuning in to Make It Moves Monday right here on 103.7 The Beat with G and Ross. Coming up inside the 3 o'clock hour, we got the afternoon jams with PA. Y'all keep it locked right here.